Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
No matter what has happened, he is always present. But he manifests his presence through the praises of his people. And there's so many scriptures, of course, that talk about this. But what concerns God is that praise should not be an activity that is confined to our worship times when we come in here at 8 o'clock or when we go and participate in a church service or meeting. Those last only for a few hours, and the praise times within those services for a few minutes. In Psalm 34, verse 1, we read, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be on my lips." Amen. God has a praising people. We will bless the Lord. We will exalt the Lord. We will lift up the Lord at all times. And his praise will continually be on our lips. Now, this is a keynote. And the purpose of the keynote is to set the tone for what God is going to do for the following week. So this is the first week of the month when we focus on the prayer and fasting together with everyone else in the church. So this is going to be a particular focus for us this week. And we are going to praise the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be on our lips. So this is not something that's going to be confined to the times when we're in here meeting together, but what we're going to be doing in our walk throughout each day. At the end of the prophecy of Habakkuk, which you read every night before you go to sleep, we read this: "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior." Now, if you remember nothing else from the prophecy of Habakkuk, remember those verses. Because they're gold dust, really. They show that our praise of God depends upon who he is and has absolutely nothing to do with circumstances, nothing to do, therefore, with our feelings. Because, you see, your feelings respond to circumstances. That's natural. But our praise of God trumps, overcomes our feelings. In fact, what you have to learn to do if you're going to be a person of praise is to make a particular point of praising him when you least feel like it, of rejoicing in him when there's not a bone in your body that feels like rejoicing, that you'd like to do anything else other than rejoice in the Lord. That's the very time when more than any other you need to rejoice in the Lord, you need to praise him, and you need to exalt him. Now, to exalt or to extol the Lord or to bless the Lord, you can translate the Hebrew in any of these ways, you lift him up. What you do when you praise God, and listen, there is no distinction in Scripture between praise and worship. Sometimes you hear worship leaders say, you know, praise God in big songs and then you worship him in sort of the holy songs. That is a completely false distinction scripturally. To worship God is to praise him. To praise him is to worship him. It's to give him what he is worth. So the whole of our praise is focused on God. This is why the songs that we sing, we don't sing about our feelings and our experiences, but we exalt the Lord. If we lift up the Lord, he will lift us up. You see, that's actually what happens. That's why You sense His presence when there's a real flow of praise. But of course, what we want to do is to know His presence continually, wherever we are, not just in the meeting. We don't need to come in here and have a time together in order to actually be aware of the Lord's presence. So, when you exalt, you lift up. Now, you see, you reap what you sow. If you lift Him up, He lifts you up. That's why even if you're in the depths of despair at times, you start to praise the Lord and He'll lift you up. He lifts us up out of the pit. It's one of His promises, isn't it? He lifts us out of the pit. He lifts us out of despair. He lifts us out of despondency. He lifts us out of negativity. Now, there are three commands that go together, three scriptures, which you can put up on the screen now, please, Noah. And we're going to have these up every morning for the next week. And have them in here at other times. Whenever we're in here, these things are going to be on the screen. Not to remind you to do them when you're here, but to remind you to do these things when you're not here. Now, there's three things that all go together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be not in my heart, but in my mouth. You see, you have to declare the praise. Not just say, well, I'm praising Him quietly in my heart. No, no, no. His praise will continually be on my lips. Yes. I will be giving Him praise. I will be expressing that. This is what's going to make you a person of real worship, a true praising person. His praise will continually be on my lips. Now, of course, if that's the case, a lot of the nonsense that you talk has got to go. A lot of the foolishness that is really a contradiction and has got nothing to do with really exalting the Lord. I don't mean that we don't, you know, sometimes have fun, but sometimes we do, if we're not careful, sink into foolishness. And that doesn't do anybody any good, either ourselves or those who listen to us. It certainly doesn't enhance our relationship with the Lord. There is something holy about your lips, because they are to be used to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are to be used as His witness. They're part of the body that is sanctified to Him. So it's right, isn't it, that His praise shall continually be on our lips. Continually. We're praising God all the time. There's this sense of, oh, praise you all. When you're in the car, when you're walking along, when you go for a walk, when you're doing the shopping around the supermarket or whatever, you can still be praising God. His praise can continually, you just want that continuous flow of praise to be going on in your life. Now, the more you do that, the more He lifts you up. The more faith actually is released. You see, these three scriptures, you put those together, and that equals a walk of faith. If any one of those three is missing, you have stopped walking by faith. You might have faith or think you have faith, but you have stopped walking by faith if those three things are not operating in your life. What are they? You're praising the Lord. You're giving thanks in all circumstances because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. If you want to do the will of God, you give thanks in all circumstances, not according to your feelings, not according to what is happening, but no matter what the circumstances, you thank the Lord. Why? Because He is greater than the circumstances. So you exalt the Lord over the circumstances and He lifts you above the circumstances. And you're no longer a victim of the circumstances, you're a victor over the circumstances. This is the will of God for you. No use saying, I want the will of God for my life, and then you don't give thanks in all circumstances. Because this is the scripture that says, this is the will of God for you. You give thanks in all circumstances. Hallelujah. And the reason why some of you, you know, find yourself sometimes stuck in sort of negativity and not feeling very bright or the presence of the Lord is because you don't do what the Word of God says. See, it's got nothing to do. I will give thanks when I feel like it. Or I will give thanks when God has done something particularly great in my life. No, we're told to pray at all times with thanksgiving. Yeah, you see, thanksgiving is an actual demonstration that you're praying with faith. If you can't say thank you at the end of your prayer, then you haven't prayed with faith because you don't believe you have received it. If you believe you've received it, you're rude if you don't say thank you. Somebody gives you something, you say thank you. So you believe the Lord has answered you if you say thank you. If you don't say thank you, you don't believe you've received it. That's why the scripture says you pray at all times with thanksgiving. And you give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. Joy is the barometer of your faith. So you rejoice in the Lord always. You can see how these three things go together. If I'm rejoicing in the Lord, I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to give thanks to Him no matter what's happening. Because He's greater than the circumstances. He never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. No matter what the weather, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what my feelings, He is always the same. So He's always worthy of praise. He's always worthy of glory. He's always worthy of honor. He's always worthy of worship, because worship means giving God His worth. So He is always worthy of praise. He's always worthy of thanksgiving. Why? Because He has done it all. He hasn't got anything left to do. He's sitting down now at the right hand of the Father, waiting for His enemies to be put under His feet, because He's already accomplished everything that is needed for our total salvation and well-being. So faith appropriates that which He has done. It's not asking God to do something, it's appropriating what He's done. That's why we say, well, thank you, Lord, you've done it. I believe that you've done it. And because you've done it, I can receive it. I can enter into it. Hallelujah. So, it doesn't matter what is happening. I mean, this is a pretty desperate sort of situation. The fig tree doesn't bud, no grapes on the vine. The olive crop fails. I mean, it's desperate. Yet will I praise Him. Yet will I exalt Him. Yet will I honor Him, because He's greater even than a time of famine. So we are witnesses because we're so positive. You see, if you're a praising person, you're a positive person. You're not a negative, complaining, niggling, grumbling, groaning, murmuring, muttering person. You're a positive person. And you look at every situation positively. Even those people that are messing up around you, you look at positively, not critically, not judgmentally, not condemning. Now, false condemnation is one of the chief weapons of the enemy. Because you see, if he can encourage God's children to feel condemned, they stop praising. They stop giving thanks. And they stop rejoicing, because their thoughts are turned in upon themselves, upon their failure, upon whatever negativity that the enemy is accusing them of. The scripture is very clear. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. So not only are we to give thanks in all circumstances, because this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus, but in Christ Jesus there is no condemnation. So nothing the enemy can say, nothing he can charge you with, nothing he can accuse you of will stop you praising and giving thanks. Because he's a liar. And okay, you might have messed up, but there's a God of forgiveness. And when you have asked for him to forgive the mess up, then there's no longer a mess up. That which has been forgiven no longer exists. It is wiped completely clear from the slate. It's removed from the book, your book, that is keeps a record of everything that you do that is in heaven, the book that will be opened on the day of judgment. But the great thing is, all the things that are forgiven are erased from the book. They no longer exist. So what you want is a book that's full of praise, full of thanksgiving, full of rejoicing. Hallelujah. Now, the more you put those things into operation in your life, the more positive you will be, the more you will become a man or woman of faith, and therefore the more God will be able to use you, the greater the kind of ministry God will be able to raise you up in. It all begins there on the screen. That's where it begins. You can have all kinds of wonderful plans and ideas of how God could use you to be a teacher of the word, to perform miracles, to heal the sick, and to do this, and to do that, and to do the other. But until you become that kind of person, the way God will use you will be severely limited compared to what is possible. But when you become that kind of a person, nobody, not even the enemy, can stop you. And you see, it's no use saying, Lord, make me that kind of a person. Because he says, no, it's up to you. Those are commands. My spirit lives within you to enable you to praise me continually, to give thanks in all circumstances, and to enable you to rejoice because he is the spirit of joy. Remember, it says in Luke's gospel that the spirit of joy was upon Jesus. He was filled with joy by the Holy Spirit. If that was true of Jesus, it needs to be true of us because we're to walk as Jesus did. And it was the anointing of the oil of joy that was upon him that raised him above his companions. So, you know, the worst thing we can do, even when seeking the Lord, is to get turned in upon ourselves. No, if you're seeking the Lord, your focus is on the Lord, not yourself. Now, when your focus is on the Lord and you draw near to him, he can deal with stuff in you, but he does that. It's his initiative. And you see, he doesn't, when God does it, he doesn't point out the failure and make you feel lousy. He deals with it. As soon as he points it out, it's dealt with. That's how the Holy Spirit works. You know, some people that counsel others in the wrong way, they sort of open up people and expose them and make them feel very vulnerable, and then they leave them. Well, God will never do that. God would never do that. He's like a surgeon, you know. If there's something he needs to take out of your life, he'll take it out. He won't open up the wound and leave you and say, well, come back next time. That's not how God operates. Praise God. Because he loves us. He's concerned for our welfare. So, this is a keynote that will never end. Praise God, because you're going to be doing it, not just this week, but for the rest of term, and then next month, and those of you who come back next term, and for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life, you need to put these three things together, the praise, the thanksgiving, and the rejoicing. Now, let me put this another way. You cannot focus on the Lord without doing those three things. If you have any sense of the Lord and of his presence and who he is, you are instinctively and immediately filled with praise, filled with thanksgiving, and filled with joy. It is impossible to look upon the Lord without all those three things rising up within you by the Holy Spirit. It's just impossible. Because he is so great, his greatness inspires that praise. This is why, you see, as you read the book of Revelation, you see this praise continually going on in heaven, day and night, without ceasing for all eternity. Why? Because heaven is filled with His presence. Yes. And everybody in heaven, therefore, will be aware of His presence. So they can't do anything other than praise Him. And you see, there's this interesting but astonishing statement in Revelation that there was silence in heaven for half an hour. Now, half an hour within the span of eternity is not very long. You don't need to worry about what was going on during that half an hour. But the point is that the praise continually goes on, day and night. And it's not treacly worship. I mean, they're praising God with loud voices. He is so great. You know, what loud voices in the Spirit in heaven would sound like, I don't know. But if you think you're going there for a bit of peace and quiet, you better amend your expectations, because it's going to be even noisier than the worship here. It'll be very different, won't it? But you see, His praise needs to be continually on our lips, because He is always worthy of our praise. Now, you know, this sounds a little unrealistic. If you think, well, wait a minute, I've got to concentrate on other things. But you see, even while you're concentrating on other things, you don't lose the sense of praise. You don't lose the sense of thanksgiving. You don't lose the sense of needing to rejoice in the Lord always. Always means always. Always at all times. And how does God respond to this? Well, His grace is sufficient for us, so that in all things at all times, having all that we need, we will abound in every good work. That also is up there in front of you, every day. You see, we give Him praise, and He gives us grace. You actually reap what you sow. You're giving, and He says, I'm never going to allow you to outdo me in giving. I will always give back to you much more than you give to me, because I'm the boss. So the more you give to Him, the more He gives to you. Hallelujah. So this is the kind of person God is wanting you to be. Now, let me just help you spiritually here, because Jesus went through something to make it possible for us to be such a people of praise. When He hung on the cross, you remember it went dark for 3 hours. And in that darkness, Jesus lost, for the first and only time in His life, the sense of the presence of His Father. That's why we have this scripture from Psalm 22, where, and if you read that psalm, it's all about the crucifixion. Describes in vivid detail what Jesus went through. My God, why have you forsaken me? Now, Jesus went through the darkness and came out of the other end in the glorious light of resurrection. Now, when He did that, remember, He had taken you to the cross. You were crucified with Christ. So you were in Him in the darkness. And you're in Him, because of your new birth, in His risen life. So you know the end from the beginning, as far as the cross is concerned. you know that whatever you're going through, doesn't matter how dark it seems, Jesus has gone there before you, and he has emerged through the darkness into the light, and he will cause you to come through the darkness into the light. Therefore, you're praising him for the outcome. You're thanking him for the outcome. You're rejoicing in him for the outcome, no matter how dark it looks. Now, as a pastor over the years, I've had a lot to do with families when people have died. And you're dealing with, obviously, people that are grieving. But, oh, what a tremendous difference. I tell you, it's at times like that you see the quality of a person's faith. That it doesn't matter how close people were to the one who has departed this life, there is a joy, there is a thankfulness, even in the midst of grief, there is a praise of God. If the person is a person of faith, a person of true praise, a true worshiper, even circumstances like that, you see them coming through triumphantly. Oh, of course, there's sadness, but you see, the sadness doesn't determine who they are in those circumstances, because there's something deeper within them than the sadness of their soul. There's the life in their spirit. And even in times like that, what comes out is the life that's in the spirit. And this is why God wants you to be a spiritual person. You see, and a spiritual person is someone who does this. I bless the Lord at all times. The details don't matter, but I've been through times of severe persecution and all kinds of things during the course of my ministry. I went through 1 year, which I always called a year of hell, because that's what it felt like. And if I was to tell you what was actually being done, you'd probably find it very difficult, done to me, you'd probably find it very, very difficult to believe. So I don't talk about those things because they're in their history, and I've forgiven those who perpetrated those things. But the point is, you see, when you go through a time like that, the only thing that will keep you going, you would not be here in this building now if I'd caved in during that year. You would not be here. But what keeps you going is this: you keep praising God, you keep giving thanks, you keep rejoicing in him. Because even though that period of darkness went on for about a year or more, God brought me through and the others who were with me. He brought us through that time. And what keeps you going is the praise of God. It's the giving thanks. Not believing the circumstances, not believing what people were trying to do to undermine my ministry, but you just keep your eyes on the Lord, because you know, you don't even try to vindicate yourself. You know that God is the one who vindicates his chosen ones. And it's at times like that, you see, that you have to hold on to the promises of God. You have to hold on to the truth. You know, I pray that none of you will ever have to go through something like that, but you might. But if you do, you will go through it. You won't get lost in it. You won't be defeated by it. You won't be overcome. If you're a person of faith, if you're a person of praise, if you're a person of thanksgiving. And you know, I look sometimes at the way Christians get so upset about tiny little things, and you know, they take offense just at something that's said, and they even leave churches. And I think, how absolutely petty compared with what some people go through. And what I've gone through is nothing compared to those who are having to give their lives, who will be martyred today. Somewhere in the world today, people are going to be martyred for their faith. And they will go to their death rejoicing in the Lord. They will go determined not to deny him, but to keep praising him because they know he is the truth, and that they will not deny him before men so that they are not denied before God the Father in heaven. And the scripture tells us to pray for these people that are being persecuted, because they're part of our body. They're part of the one church of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're our brothers and sisters in Christ. But the point is, it doesn't matter what you go through. He is always worthy of praise. He is always the victorious one. He is the only one who will sustain you and bring you through and take you through into the victory. Self-pity is spiritual cancer. Just eats away inside people. Destroys them in their spiritual lives. And that's what the enemy does. He tries to get people to focus on themselves and their circumstances. See, when Christians take offense, that's a form of self-pity. They've just caved in to something from the devil without realizing it, perhaps, but that's what they're doing. They're being disobedient to the word, they're judging, they're not forgiving. It's so plain in Scripture. So how important that we never take offense. Even if somebody upsets us, we forgive them. We don't take offense. We don't get negative. We keep our eyes on the Lord. We keep praising him. We keep thanking him. We keep rejoicing in him always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And Paul then says, and I say it again, rejoice. And look at what this guy went through. Shipwreck, floggings, beatings, imprisonment. Shipwreck, being in the sea two nights and a day. That was fun. I wonder how many praise songs he got through in that time. You see, in the natural, you would despair and want to give up. But no, what kept him afloat was the praise. Because when you lift up God, he lifts you up. You get lifted up. You exalt him, he exalts you. You see, the point is this, that only humble people can be like that. Think about it. You see, what does praise do? Humbles you before the Lord. You exalt him. You know your smallness compared with him. You don't deny your inheritance in Christ, but your smallness, your nothingness before him. Proud heart won't rejoice, won't give thanks, won't praise God. You know, there's a kind of inverted pride. Pride is simply focusing on self, you see. An inverted pride is the person that says, I'm no good, I'm useless, I'm nothing. God couldn't do anything good in me, and I don't know whether he cares for me, I don't know whether he loves me, I don't know why this is happening. But that's inverted pride. Now, you wouldn't think, you see, because people that carry on like that think they're humble, but actually they're full of pride because they're full of self. Everything's focused on self and their feelings and their circumstances. That's pride. They're exalting themselves in a negative way. Yeah, there's the bombastic kind of pride, where people think they're better than everybody else and they're rubbishing everybody else so that they look better. There's an extrovert kind of pride, but there's an introverted kind of pride too, but it's all pride. All focused on self. So we don't want to be like that. Either extrovert or introverted, we don't want to be a people of pride. We want to be a people of humility, because Jesus had a humble heart, humble and gentle heart. Even though he was the man of power, the man of victory, the man of glory. Hallelujah. It's good to be on his side, isn't it? soul. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be on my lips. I will give thanks in all circumstances because this is the will of God for me in Christ Jesus. I will rejoice in the Lord always. That's my confession of faith. That's the kind of person by His grace you are becoming. And what God is saying now, you see, is all that He's taking us through, the emphasis in these last weeks on the blood. See, the blood dealt with everything in the darkness of the cross to make you a person of praise. And this has always been God's purpose. If you look in the prophecy of Isaiah, these are a people that I formed for myself, that they would set forth my praise. That's what it means to be chosen by God. Not to live as the world lives, where there's no praise of God in the world, but where God has His own special, holy, set-apart people who live for His praise. And of course, it's important, isn't it? Because then heaven won't be a shock. You'll just move from one dimension of praise into a much greater one. One dimension of thanksgiving into a much greater one. One dimension of joy into a much greater joy. Praise God. But by then, you will have accomplished all that God called you to be and to do. As a person of praise, person of true worship, person of thanksgiving. So, when the temptations come, you praise the Lord. When the difficulties arise, you praise the Lord. When that negativity starts, you sense it, you start to praise the Lord. You cannot be negative while you're praising the Lord, while you're giving thanks, while you're rejoicing in Him. It's impossible. It's actually the answer to every negative feeling, emotion, thought, situation. It exalts God. Finally, you can't truly live as a kingdom person without doing that. Without doing these three things. Why not? Because the scripture says that He is enthroned on the praises of His people. You see, what you do when you praise the Lord is you enthrone Him. You put Him on the throne of your life. Self is not on the throne. Jesus is on the throne. Okay? Now, He's not on the throne just for 50 minutes at 8 o'clock in the morning. He needs to be enthroned 24/7, doesn't He? So keeping that flow of praise and of thanksgiving keeps Him on the throne of your life. We need those times of encounter with Him when we meet with Him, but then we need to keep Him enthroned. Keep exalting Him. Keep raising Him up. The more you do that, the greater the faith. The greater the faith, the greater the release of His life and power through your prayer, through your witness, through your activity. So there's the keynote. If you do this for 7 days, it will begin to mark your life and it will take you to another level. And you'll see, right, now I can go on at that level. I don't have to go back to where I was before. I can remember when we were living in community, one of the young women, she was just a young woman about, I don't know, at the time, about 21, 22, something like that. But I can remember her saying that she actually focused on the second of those two things. But God spoke to her about her need to be really thankful, not to take things for granted, not ever to dwell upon the negative, but to be thankful. And I can remember her coming to me and saying, I'm setting my heart now, my whole focus on walking in this. I'm going to truly give thanks to God in every situation. No matter what is happening, I'm determined to thank God. And I thought, good on you. But I believe, you see, that's really what we need to do, not just about the second of those two things, but all three of them. You can just listen to this and do nothing with it. In which case, you're deceived, of course, because those who hear the word of God and do not put it into action deceive themselves, James says. So you can choose to be deceived, or you can choose to be determined. And say, right, this is God's word for me this week. This is the keynote. I'm part of the body. This is the keynote for the body. I'm going to praise God continually. I'm going to bless him. His praise is going to continually be on my lips. If I go for a walk, I'm going to praise him. If I'm driving my car, I'm going to praise him. When I'm not having to actually focus on other things, I'm going to be praising him. I'm going to give thanks in all circumstances. I'm not going to allow the negative to take over in my life. I'm not going to listen to the negative feelings. I'm certainly not going to listen to the lies and accusations of the enemy trying to bring me into false condemnation. And I'm going to rejoice. I am going to do it. Because God has given me his spirit. He's given me the wherewithal to do all these three things, so I'm setting my heart now, I'm determined to do these things. Not in my own strength, but I call upon the grace of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to enable me. Boy, isn't this going to be a fun place for the next 7 days? Everybody being so positive. Come on, let's stand. Yeah, well, there's great joy in the place already, isn't there? I can see why the Lord has given us this word this morning. Shall we start to do it? Come on, nobody's going to make you. It's up to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Your praise will continually be on my lips. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Paparaza da padia letto bacala sito di sangue. O paparia letto bacala sito di sandaria letto bacala sito di sangue. O pasada padia letto bacala sata bacala sito di sangue. Lazandaria letto bacala sito di sandaria letto bacala sito di sandaria letto bacala sito. O pasada padia letto bacala sito di sangue. O papa kala sata bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sita di sandari. Bazandari a letter bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sita di sandari. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Papara sata bari a letter bakala sita di sandari. O pasata bari a letter bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sita di sandari. O pasata bari a letto bakala sita di sandari. O pasata bari a letto bakala sita di sandari a letto bakala sita di sandari. Pasandari a letto bakala sita di sandari a letto bakala sandari. O pasata bari a letto bakala sita di sandari a letto bakala sita. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Para la pasata bari a letto bakala sita. His praise shall continually be on my lips. That means you're speaking your praises. Hallelujah. Just keep that flow of praise going. In your own language, in the language of the Spirit. But his praise will continually be on my lips. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Kora la basadabari a letter bakala sita di sandari. Basandari a letter bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sato bakala sita. Basandari a letter bakala sato bakala sita. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Kora la basadabari a letter bakala sita di sandari. O pasada bari a letter bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sita di sandari. O pasada bari a letter bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sita. O pasada bari a letter bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sita. O pasada bari a letter bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sita. O pasada bari a letter bakala sita di sandari. O papari a letter bakala sita di sandari. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Pura la basadabari a letter bakala sita di sandari a letter bakala sita di sandari. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now let's focus on the giving thanks. The Word of God says we don't have to thank Him for the bad circumstances, but in the bad circumstances. Because in all things, He is working for our good. So it doesn't matter how bad circumstances appear to be sometimes, He is working for our good within those circumstances. And so we can give thanks in all circumstances. So let's just do that now. Thank Him that He's working in the circumstances of your life now. Thank Him even for the things that perhaps are challenging, even for some problems or difficulties you may be working your way through, but give thanks to the Lord. He is working for your good in those circumstances. Hallelujah. If it's a time of darkness, He's going to bring you through the time of darkness and out into His glorious light. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Pradapasatabari a letto bakala sita di sandari a letto bakala sandama. Basandari a letto bakala sita di sandari a letto bakala sandama.
Basandaria lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sidri sanduma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Pura taparia lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sidoba. Basandaria lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sidri sanduma. Basandaria lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sidri santo. Oh, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In all circumstances in my life, you are working for my good. Thank you that today you're working for my good. No matter what happens today, you are working for my good. And I thank you and I praise you and I bless you. Even when I don't understand what's happening, you're working for my good. Even when I don't understand why things are happening, you're working for my good, and I can thank you, and I can praise you, and I can exalt you over the circumstances. And I bless your holy name. I praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. I rejoice in you, Lord. I rejoice in you. Hallelujah. You are so good. You are so great. You are so wonderful. You are the joy of my life. You are the joy of my life, Lord. Purala basarabari elera bakala sidri sandama. Oh, my joy is in you. Paparia lero bakala sato bakala sidri sandama. Oh, paparia lero bakala sidri. All my joy is found in you, Lord. Purala basarabari lero bakala sidri sandama. Oh, basarabari lero bakala sidri sandama. Oh, basarabari lero bakala sidri sandama. Oh, basarabari lero bakala sidri. Pasadaria letto bakala sitri sandama. Oh, pasadaria letto bakala sitaba. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Kala pasadaria letto bakala sitri sandaria letto bakala sinama. Yes, 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 yes. Paparia letto bakala sato bakala sitri sandama. Oh, paparia letto bakala sato bakala sitaba. Now thank him for a good outcome. All those things that you've been praying about during these last days. All those seemingly unresolved situations. Thank him that he's going to take you right through to the victory. He knows the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. Come on, even if things appear dark in some circumstances, he's going to take you through into the glorious light as you exalt him. As you exalt him, so he's going to lift you up in those circumstances. He's going to lift the other people up that are involved in those circumstances. Oh, we exalt you, Lord. We lift high your holy name above every one of those circumstances, every one of those situations. And we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. O pasarabaria leto bakala sitri sandama. Pasandaria leto bakala sitri sandaria leto bakala sanduma. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Purala pasarabaria leto bakala sitri sandama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pura taparia leto bakala sitoba. Right, now let's exalt him over the camp. We'll be praying for the camp at lunchtime, but let's exalt him now over this camp. There's going to be something very special, something different
about the camp this year. But we're going to exalt him over the camp now. And we're going to exalt him over all those who he is calling to the camp so that none are going to opt out. None are going to find excuses not to go. None are going to be in circumstances that are going to prevent them from going. Hallelujah. So come on, let's exalt him now over the camp. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we want you to be glorified. We want you to be honored. We want you to be praised in this camp. We want this to be a time when you're exalted in the lives of your people. And we exalt you over everyone whom you are calling to be part of this camp. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that nothing will hinder them. Nothing will prevent them. Thank you that you will release all the finances and all the practical circumstances that will enable them to come. And we exalt you. We praise you. The enemy will not be able to distract. The enemy will not be able to prevent people from coming. But we thank you, Lord, that you are victorious and that everyone who you are calling to be at that camp will be at that camp. Every single one. And thank you, Lord, that you're going to be exalted over their lives, that they're going to come out the other end as a people of praise, a people who give thanks, a people who rejoice in you. They're going to come out of the other end as a people of praise, a people of faith. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, that as we exalt you during that camp, we thank you that we're going to see the miraculous like never before. We're going to see so many great and glorious things happening. Because you are greater than any of the needs in the lives of your people. And we bless you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles in the children's work, miracles in the youth, miracles in the adults' meetings, miracles all over that camp. We thank you, Lord, for the release of the miraculous. We thank you for the release of your spirit in every activity. In every group, we bless your holy name. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it. We believe that we have received it. It's as if it's already happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you that you're going to be glorified. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be praised in the hearts and the lives of your people. Praise your wonderful name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, we need to shake the heavens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pasararia letto pakala sitri sandama. Pasararia letto pakala sitri sandama. Pasararia letto pakala sitri sandama. Pasararia letto pakala sitri sandaria letto pakala sitapa. Pasararia letto pakala sitri sandaria letto pakala sundama. Pasararia letto pakala sitri sandama. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For alla basarabaria lero bakala sidri sandama. Babavaria lero bakala sidaba. Hallelujah. Okay, now you're going to exalt the Lord. You're going to lift the Lord over your health. Not pray for healing, but you're going to exalt him over the health, your spiritual health, your emotional health, your physical health. Amen. You're going to speak his health over your life. It's much better to speak his health than to get sick and then need him to heal you. Right? Prevention is better than cure. So come on, let's exalt him. Even if there's no particular need you have at present. Thank you, Lord, for your health, spirit, soul, and body. I exalt you, Lord, your salvation, your healing over my life. Thank you that I'm living in you, the one who is my salvation. I'm living in you, the one who is my healing. I'm living in you, the one who is the healer, and I praise you and I bless you. You are my health. You are my salvation. And I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor and praise. I bless your holy name. I praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. O paparia ledo bakala sidri sandaria ledo bakala sidoba. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now give him thanks. Give him thanks. Thank him for your health. Thank him for strength. Thank you for that total well-being, that peace. Total well-being. Ora la basata baria lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. O paparia lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Paparaza da baria lero bakala sidri sandama. Basandaria lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sandama. Basandaria lero bakala sidoba. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's just praise him now. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Pora la basadabari eletro bakala sidri sandama. Basandari eletro bakala sidri sandama. Oh, paparazatuba. Right now, we're going to use that spiritual authority God has given us against the enemy. We're going to say no to all negativity, no to all false condemnation, no to all his accusations. No to all his attempts to make us feel guilty or in any way wanting to put barriers between us and other people. We say no to all those things. Come on, then say no to them. Say no, I say no to all those things. Nothing is going to distract me. Nothing is going to deter me. Nothing is going to prevent me from praising the Lord continually with my lips. From giving thanks in all circumstances and rejoicing in the Lord always. I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, Lord. Paparia lero bakala sitri sanduma. Bazandaria lero bakala sitri sanduma. Bazandaria lero bakala sitri sanduma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Palatabaria lero bakala sitri sandaria. O paparia lero bakala sitri sandama. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Parala basarabaria lero bakala sitri sandama. Basandaria lero bakala sitaba. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Come on, praise him for his victory over all the works of the evil one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're living in your victory. We're living in your overcoming power. Thank you, Lord, that you always lead us in your triumphant procession in Christ Jesus. And we praise you. We exalt you. We glorify you. Zanto bakataria letto bakalasitoba. Yes! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pura la basarabaria letto bakalasitoba landoba. Oh. Right, now let's just finish by with some determination. But before the Lord, we say, right, I'm determined to put this word into action for his praise to continually be on my lips, to give thanks in all circumstances, to rejoice always. And I am determined. I'm not going to give in to any negativity, any negative feelings. I'm going to keep praising, keep thanking, keep rejoicing. Come on, you pray that now. Pray that over your life. Yes, 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 yes. His praise will continually be on my lips. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. His praise will continually be on my lips. Paparia leto pakalaza taparia leto pakalazitaba. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good things, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil, do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and save those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. But the Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. Hallelujah. That's the rest of Psalm 34. So, it's a good psalm, isn't it? Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise you. We bless you. We thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for all that you have accomplished in and through your beloved Son. Thank you for the precious gift of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you are making us a people of praise, a people for yourself. And we give you all the glory and the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Come, let's have a great shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.